Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll seek re-election in the country's presidential vote next year.
Indeed, this is the best place and the best motive to make this announcement. Thank you for your support. I will run for president of the Russian Federation.
Putin made the announcement in a car manufacturing company in the city of Nizhny Novgorod. Earlier in the day, the Russian leader had refused to confirm his candidacy for the March election while addressing a big crowd of youth in Moscow. 65-year-old Vladimir Putin has been in power either as president or prime minister since 2000. His approval rating now is more than 80%. He enjoys widespread support among blue-collar workers and state employees. Joining us live now from Rhode Island is Professor Vladimir Goldstein, who is a professor at Brown University. Professor Goldstein, you know the criticism here, obviously, of Putin is that he wants to hold on to power after so many years already being in power. How do you respond to that?
I don't think he does. I mean, he obviously enjoys being a president or leader, but he also feels, especially during the last few years, that is actually a job created for him. He has to be in charge of Russia, which needs to be mobilized, needs to be sort of organized to be able to answer to the challenges coming from the West. And yesterday we got this very strong message, so from the West, which disqualified Russian national team from Olympics. So I think this was absolutely fantastic timing for Putin to declare, his candidacy, because basically the Western sort of attack, and I don't view it any other way, what they did with the Olympics, it was just really attack. This Western attack totally eliminated any opposition to Putin. So because basically his opposition would come from people who are kind of Western liberals, who would continue to tell Russian people that the West means well. Well, now we see that the West doesn't mean well. So the Putin feels his responsibility that he has to stand up to this pressure, and he also feels that he's probably, with his experience, with his abilities, and with his sort of know-how which he acquired during these years, he's probably the best for the job, and that's how what people feel. So I think he feels that he has to be there. Only when there is a time maybe of total peace, a total change in the situation, he would feel comfortable of leaving. But it would be almost like a betrayal on his part to leave now.
Professor, we had about a minute left. I wonder, a lot has been made about Russian democracy, and as you well know, in the West, it's been very criticized. Do Russians have a free will to choose their leaders?
Absolutely. They need to have a candidate with a very viable position. So far, we see that the only viable position is, offered by Putin. So I think it's, this is the case when Russians are more than happy to vote for him. And the fact that he has this 80% of approval rating just speaks for itself. Had he been pushing the country in the wrong direction, has there been economy not going well, has there been total failures in, international, arena, Russians would be more than happy to look for the candidates either from the left of Putin or from the right of Putin. But for the time being, he seems to be the most sort of, interesting by far, I would say.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.